episode 400, The Ultimate Valentine.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy Valentine's Day, beautiful, gorgeous sisters. Oh my, this is a day to feel love. And I pray today that you feel that extra love, that you gain the ultimate Valentine. Maybe you've been searching for the Valentine. Maybe you're married to him, but you're like, I don't know, Christiane. Sometimes there are days that it just doesn't feel like we're in love anymore. Love takes action. Love is either thriving or it's dying. There's no way love can move forward if you're not moving forward. Yes, and love takes two. But I have hope for those of you who may not have a loved one, someone that you call your own. That too can be between you and Christ. He is the ultimate Valentine for all of us. Liz Curtis Higgs says this, wherever you are spiritually, whatever you have been through emotionally, you are already wrapped in the Lord's embrace, held close by nailed, scarred hands, enfolded in the arms of one who believes in you, supports you, treasures you, and loves you. What comforting words to be given on sometimes a day that a lot of us maybe feel kind of strained. Even if you are married, maybe you're having an issue relationally with your husband or your wife. And maybe you're like, we don't get each other anymore. You're caught up in the children, their activities. He's caught up in his career. You're caught up in what you're doing at home and in your business. And you just feel like you're torn and you don't feel that connection anymore. I'm here to tell you that there is hope, but it's going to take action and it's got to start with you. It's real easy for us to pull back and say, oh, I'll wait till he takes the lead or I'll wait till she takes the lead. Because really, I'm not the one at fault here. You can't make it to 20, to 30, to 40, to 50 years of marriage without work. And anyone who's honest will tell you that marriage takes work. Love is a verb. Love is action. When you said, I do, you were saying that you're accepting the commitment to take action on your love, sharing your heart, your time, your possessions, your dreams, your life. It's something that is very much giving. There's not much there that talks about receiving. When you give more, believe it or not, you're able to receive a lot easier. How many times has your husband reached out to you and tried to do something sweet, but yet he missed it? And you kind of scolded him or made a kind of just flippant comment. Not thinking that it really meant anything, but to him it crushed his heart. He was just trying to love you with action. It's real easy, mommies, for us to do that because we're quick to answer our children. And sometimes we go and treat our true Valentine like we treat our children. You want to have the ultimate Valentine. You want to have this love that God did for you. He made the commitment to love in action when he created you. He gave you his son to die on the cross for your sins. He gave you the ultimate Valentine. What Valentine do you have to give him? And the same question could go, what Valentine do you have to give to your hubby? Love is taken for granted. And on those unofficial holidays, we are reminded how we are to love. Why does it take a Valentine's Day, really, to remind us that, oh yeah, maybe we need to tell her I love her? Because those words that we say, I love you, do you really mean it? Or are you saying it because, oh, it's time to say I love you, like when you hang up the phone? And it's a habit. Or as he's waltzing out the door, it's, I love you, talk to you later, have a great day, and that's it. You say the same thing. Have you been aware of that? Have you thought about how to create the ultimate Valentine within your marriage? What if Valentine's Day was every day? Every day was Valentine's Day. Christ sees it as that. He shares his love for you with sprinkles of hope and beauty each and every day. The rainbow after a storm. The beautiful flowers that bloom each spring. The winds that howl, scaring you a little, but feeling comforted and cared for when they stop. What if every day was Valentine's Day? Now that would be the ultimate Valentine. That's really what marriage is about. It's not about necessarily all the gifts and what you can give, but it's a little nudge, a little brush, and oh, aren't you cute today? Wink, wink. Or just kind of taking his hand gently and caressing it as you're watching a game on TV that you really have no interest. Maybe it's fixing that meal for him and giving it just this extra touch of love, maybe something that's unusual. Maybe it's having the house picked up, meaning the children are helping, when he comes home so he can feel relaxed. And reverse, gentlemen, maybe it's you standing in the kitchen and your wife is like, mm-hmm, he sure does look sexy behind that sink. Maybe it's helping to vacuum one day as she dusts. Maybe it's taking the kids out for some ice cream just so she can have an hour of quiet time to do absolutely nothing. Not that she has to work, that she can do whatever she wants. How can you bring the ultimate Valentine into your life? Love is a verb. Love is action. And when we take love as action, and that doesn't mean that we're buying gifts and all of this and that and we're creating clutter. Because when you do that, no, you're not finding true love. But when you build off of little things, you know, oh, wait, sweetheart, your eyes, I don't know what it is today, but I just love looking into them. They're an opening to my dreams. Sharing the story when you first met with each other. Remembering the wedding. Or maybe the chaotic day before at the dress rehearsal. Going out and creating, yes, maybe a date once a month. And it doesn't mean that you're spending money. It can be just to go out for a drive to see the moon. And going and parking for a few minutes. And enjoying each other's company with no interruptions. And turning on your favorite song.
When your legs don't work like they used to before. And I can't sweep you off of your feet. Will your mouth still remember the taste of my love? Will your eyes still smile from your cheeks? Darling, I will be loving you. And baby, my heart could still fall as hard at 23. And I'm thinking about how people fall in love in mysterious ways. Maybe just the touch of a hand. Well, me, I fall. Honey, now take me into your loving arms. Kiss me under the light of a thousand stars. Place your head on my beating heart. I'm thinking out loud. Maybe we
are spiritually. Whatever you have been through emotionally, you are already wrapped in the Lord's embrace, held close by nail-scarred hands, enfolded in the arms of one who believes in you, supports you, treasures you, and loves you. Create your ultimate Valentine today. Make a pledge saying, gosh, yes, I want to make love an action from this day forward. Because when I said I do, I did make a commitment to take action on my love by sharing my heart, my time, my possessions, my dreams, my life. Are you ready to say, I do? I pray that this Valentine's Day is more than just a card, more than just flowers. And if you are given a gift, even just if it's something so simple that maybe he makes the bed, go and show your gratitude and give him the ultimate Valentine too. Because God was first to give it to you. I love you so very much. Happy Valentine's Day. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.